AVS Media
Demo.
New series dealing with what is the church. This morning I would like to ask you a question.
AVS Media Demo.
Ask yourself, and that question is, do I measure up? It's been said that
AVS Media Demo.
As old as we feel, but seldom as important as we feel. Think about
AVS Media Demo.
We are usually as old as we feel, but seldom as important as we feel. How do we really
AVS Media Demo
ourselves spiritually or in relationship to God and His Word? I'd like to share with you this morning
AVS Media Demo.
And then next week we'll look at an additional three. The first measuring mark is a thankful heart.
AVS Media Demo.
Chapter 1, verse 3. When Paul says, I thank my God every time I remember you. Paul did
AVS Media Demo.
In the world. He was not the only person living for God and sharing Christ. He belonged to a great
AVS Media Demo.
A family of believers who constituted the family of God. They too were living for God and sharing Christ
AVS Media Demo.
In the needful world. Remember that Paul was in prison in Rome and that he was a great distance from the Philippian believers.
AVS Media Demo.
He didn't have their presence. All he had was the memory of their time that they had spent together. And sitting there,
AVS Media Demo.
Remembering their love and care and support, his heart swelled up with thanksgiving for them and
AVS Media Demo.
For them. What a lesson for each one of us. If Paul, in such
AVS Media Demo,
thanked God for believers who were so far away from him, how much more should we thank God?
AVS Media Demo.
We have the love and care and support of each other week by week and day by day. And we can call
AVS Media Demo
any hour of any day. Yet how often do we thank God for each other?
AVS Media Demo.
We should be following Paul's example, thanking God for all believers every day.
AVS Media Demo.
God is building a body of people worldwide, a body of people who are just like us, committed.
AVS Media Demo.
Jesus Christ, and to carry his gospel of salvation and love and care to a world that
AVS Media Demo.
Desperate need. Colossians chapter 1 verse 12 says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made
AVS Media Demo
partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We are to give thanks
AVS Media Demo
our position through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. How can you have a thankful heart?
AVS Media Demo
with a ball attached to each side. Now picture this same scale inside your heart. On the left,
AVS Media Demo
quickly fills up with the various trials of your heart or trials of the day, worries, misunderstandings,
AVS Media Demo,
financial stress, just to name a few things. It seems that life is not fair.
AVS Media Demo,
become too weighted with bad things. A mature believer knows how to bring a balance to life's problems.
AVS Media Demo.
By deciding to fill the bowl on the right side with a thankful heart. No one ever said that it would be
AVS Media Demo.
Your circumstances had to be pleasant. A thankful heart comes from two things. Asking
AVS Media Demo
for the strength to bear the trials of life and deliberately choosing to give thanks.
AVS Media Demo.
Faith, God comes and fills his heart with an overflowing strength and gratitude.
AVS Media Demo.
Are you thankful for your salvation? Are you thankful for family? For friends? Are you thankful?
AVS Media Demo.
When was the last time you thanked God for each of these? I encourage you this coming
AVS Media Demo.
At home. And on that list, write down all the things that you are thankful for. And then be sure and give thanks.
AVS Media Demo.
The second measuring mark is prayer. Number one is thankfulness.
AVS Media Demo.
In Philippians chapter 1, verse 4, Paul says, in all my prayers for all of you,
AVS Media Demo.
With joy. Paul says that he always prayed for the church.
AVS Media Demo.
That he prayed all throughout the day for them. They were constantly on his mind. And
AVS Media Demo.
What a dynamic lesson for each one of us. Our prayer life must be consistent.
AVS Media Demo.
How many of us pray as we should? We must pray as if we really believe that prayer.
AVS Media Demo.
And not just when we get around to it. And I know that's a challenge today, as there are so many things that are.
AVS Media Demo.
It just seems that as soon as you set aside saying, I'm going to, at such and such a time, going to spend that in prayer, the enemy likes to bring.
AVS Media Demo.
But yet we need to seriously look at prayer as something that is so vital that we can't do with.
AVS Media Demo.
That prayer will affect our whole day. In Romans chapter 1, verse 9, it says, for God is.
AVS Media Demo.
Whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son, that without ceasing I make mention.
AVS Media Demo.
Speaking of the Roman church, always in my prayers. Do we, without ceasing.
AVS Media Demo.
Each one in our church, in our prayers, remembering them before the Lord. It's interesting.
AVS Media Demo.
Paul had never seen the Roman church. He had only heard of their faith and their witness for Christ. But yet he gave thanks and he prayed.
AVS Media Demo.
This morning, let us ask ourselves, how is our prayer life?
If someone. AVS Media Demo.
Your prayer life, what would you tell them? Do you consider it to be full-time? Part-time?
AVS Media Demo.
How would you answer that question? What can you do right now to make improvements?
AVS Media Demo.
You know, just as you make a list of things to be thankful for, why don't you also make a list of things.
AVS Media Demo.
Then make a commitment to the Lord to pray every day for those things. We do have prayer lists in the foyer.
AVS Media Demo.
Brought before the church to pray. You can take them home and use that as a guide if you'd like. Add to that list.
AVS Media Demo.
New needs. Be faithful. Now, as you make your prayer list, ask yourself such questions.
AVS Media Demo.
When should I pray? Where can I get alone to pray? Who do I need to.
AVS Media Demo.
What things and situations should be in my prayers? What does the Bible tell me to pray for?
AVS Media Demo.
And I'll share these with you. The Bible tells us to pray for ministers. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 25.
AVS Media Demo.
Those who are in authority. 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 3. It tells us to pray for the afflicted. James 5.
AVS Media Demo.
It tells us to pray for one another. James 5:16. Tells us to pray for the lost. Romans 10:1.
AVS Media Demo.
Pray for God's will. Matthew 6:10. It suggests that we pray for our daily bread.
AVS Media Demo.
To pray to be delivered from temptation, Matthew 6:13. And it tells us to pray for good things, Matthew 7-11.
AVS Media Demo.
You know, unless our prayer life as a whole is strong, our ministry will be weak. And many times people do not...
AVS Media Demo.
The amount of prayer we individually and the amount of prayer we put into corporately, coming before the Lord, seeking His face.
AVS Media Demo.
Seeking His guidance, seeking His strength in our life. It's going to make all the difference in our effectiveness for God.
AVS Media Demo.
Corporately as a church. So we are to pray. We are to have a thankful heart.
AVS Media Demo.
We need to have joy. Again, notice as we read here in verse 4 that Paul says, in all my prayers,
AVS Media Demo.
Pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
AVS Media Demo.
With joy. Remember that Paul is in prison, yet his heart is filled with joy.
AVS Media Demo.
How can that be? How can he be in prison and still have joy? Joy means an inner gladness.
AVS Media Demo.
Pleasure. It is a depth of assurance and confidence that ignites a cheerful and rejoicing heart.
AVS Media Demo.
A cheerful heart that leads to cheerful and rejoicing behavior. The joy of the Lord is not the same.
AVS Media Demo.
The joy of the world is more of a temporary pleasure than real joy. The world's joy is always nagged by
AVS Media Demo.
Some missing ingredient. There is not a complete sense of assurance, confidence, and satisfaction.
AVS Media Demo.
Knowledge that something can go wrong. Circumstances can change. Or some situation can arise to
AVS Media Demo.
Joy. A situation such as sickness, death, financial loss, war, and the list can go on.
AVS Media Demo.
Awareness always keeps the world's joy from being full and complete, assuring.
AVS Media Demo.
Several things need to be said about the believer's joy. Look with me, if you would, to John
chapter. AVS Media Demo.
You see, the believer's joy is divine.
AVS Media Demo.
Not of the world. John 15:11. Jesus is speaking and he says,
AVS Media Demo.
So that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
AVS Media Demo.
That makes our joy complete. Look back to verse 9. It says, as the Father.
AVS Media Demo.
So have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain.
AVS Media Demo.
Just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. So again, joy is dependent upon our
obedience. AVS Media Demo.
If we live a life that is disobedient to God, we can't expect to have His joy within our hearts. But if we walk
AVS Media Demo.
Trusting Him in each area of our life, then we have that deep down joy. It is possessed and given only
AVS Media Demo.
Its roots are not in earthly or material things or cheap triumphs. It is the joy of the Holy Spirit.
AVS Media Demo.
Based in the Lord. It is His very own joy. So for the believer, joy is to be
AVS Media Demo.
God, not from the world. Secondly, joy does not depend on circumstances or happiness. Look with me if you would.
AVS Media Demo.
Verse 11. Psalms chapter 5, verse 11, we read.
AVS Media Demo.
Take refuge in you, be glad. Let them ever sing for joy.
AVS Media Demo.
Protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Again, notice how the rejoicing.
AVS Media Demo.
To our relationship with God. Let those who take refuge in you be glad.
Let those AVS Media Demo.
Rejoice in you. Again, our joy is dependent upon our relationship with God.
AVS Media Demo.
Circumstances or happiness. Happiness depends upon happenings. But the
AVS Media Demo.
In the believer's heart overrides all, even the matters of life and death.
AVS Media Demo.
Look with me, if you would, to Romans. Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
AVS Media Demo.
Romans chapter 15, verse 13, we read, may the God of hope.
AVS Media Demo.
And peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow.
AVS Media Demo.
The power of the Holy Spirit. May the God of hope fill you with all joy.
AVS Media Demo.
As you trust in him. See, again, the joy, the hope, the faith is totally equivalent.
AVS Media Demo.
Trust in God. When we're able to trust God in every situation, in every circumstance, it gives us that peace.
AVS Media Demo.
We cannot get apart from a relationship with God. We must learn to trust him through all trials.
AVS Media Demo.
From faith. Lastly, joy of the future. Reward makes and keeps the believer faithful.
AVS Media Demo.
If you would, to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
AVS Media Demo.
It challenges us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus.
AVS Media Demo.
And perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross.
AVS Media Demo.
And sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You see, even Jesus.
AVS Media Demo.
Looked forward to what was about to happen upon the cross at Calvary with joy.
AVS Media Demo.
Was in the will of the Father. He kept his eyes on what the finished work would be.
AVS Media Demo.
Excited about suffering, the pain and the anguish that he would have upon that cross. But what he was excited about is that
AVS Media Demo.
Suffering, salvation would be made available to mankind. We would then have the opportunity to
AVS Media Demo.
And to be able to become part of God's family, become part of his family. And that's what it's all about as we come
AVS Media Demo.
Communion table, remembering what Christ did for us upon that cross, but also remembering that Christ went forth.
AVS Media Demo.
Anticipating the cross, even in spite of the pain, the hurt.
AVS Media Demo.
Part of that, he still had joy because he knew what the end result would be from his being willing to make that sacrifice upon the
AVS Media Demo.
So the joy that a believer experiences must be divine, of God, not of the world. It does not depend
AVS Media Demo.
Happiness, but rather depends upon our relationship with God, our walk of obedience with him. Joy springs from our faith, our trust.
AVS Media Demo.
God is. And lastly, we can have joy because we know that God will reward our labors.
AVS Media Demo.
The source of the believer's joy is severalfold. And I don't have time to go into each one of these this morning. They are printed.
AVS Media Demo.
And I encourage you to take note of them sometime. this week, possibly as part of your devotions.
But AVS Media Demo.
His Son brings joy. Victory over sin, death, and hell brings joy.
AVS Media Demo.
Joy. The hope of glory brings joy. The Lord's word, the revelation, commandments, and promises.
AVS Media Demo.
Brings joy. The commandments of Christ and the will of God bring joy. Obeying and doing a good job.
AVS Media Demo.
Heart. Prayer brings joy. The presence and fellowship of believers brings joy.
AVS Media Demo.
Bring joy. Hearing that others walk in the truth brings joy. And giving brings joy.
AVS Media Demo.
Psalm 16, verse 11 says, Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy.
AVS Media Demo.
Pleasures forevermore. Our joy comes from our relationship with God. Our relationship with God.
AVS Media Demo.
Because of the sacrifice that the Lord Jesus made for us upon the cross at Calvary.